Welcome to Apple This.
Welcome to this podcast on using 3D Touch with the iPhone 6S and 6S Plus. I assume the experience for a 6S Plus user is going to be very similar to what I am demoing here on my 6S that I just got a few hours ago. And I've been playing around with 3D Touch after getting it set up. And I'm just going to kind of demonstrate some of the things that I've learned over the last couple of hours and things that I've figured out based on what I've read, things I've heard, and all that. If you read my blog article on AppleViz, you will probably be familiar with a lot of this stuff. It's kind of a repeat, although there are a few different things that I've discovered since the publication of that blog post. And again, this is a work in progress. It's important to remember that we don't really have any official documentation from Apple on how exactly this is supposed to work with VoiceOver. So for a lot of us, kind of like when we're testing new versions of iOS for accessibility changes, we're kind of just trying to figure it out as we go and reporting on what we find. So 3D Touch, there are a couple of different elements to this. The first element that we're going to cover is the press and hold. It's all press and hold, really, but this is kind of press and really press. And this is something that you would use in different apps to basically do a right-click and bring up a context menu. Depending on the app that you're in, you'll have different options available, and some apps won't have any. We'll get into how to know that here shortly. The other part of the 3D Touch system is, of course, peak and pop. We'll go into that as well, giving you an example of how this kind of works using the email app. And that's kind of where we're going with this. So let's get right into the demonstration. I have my iPhone 6S ready here. Before we actually start tapping and holding and releasing and doing all those things, there is one point that I want to raise with regard to the touch specifically. And that is that this could be a challenge for people who mainly access their iPhones and mainly navigate around their screen by flicking left and right only. Unfortunately, this is going to be quite a challenge for you to access, and I'll demonstrate why. So let's say, for example, I have the phone app. I will tap that, which is in the lower left part of my screen.
Dock, phone, two new items.
Now, let's say I want to launch the context menu for that application. What I can do is I can press and hold on phone. Now, as you know, VoiceOver Focus is currently set to phone, but when I touch the screen again, if I don't touch it in that same place,
TCL pulse,
we get something else. And if I touch another app,
TCL pulse,
and I press and hold,
TCL pulse,
you probably heard that. And the reason it did that is because while phone does have something in a context menu, TCL pulse, another app that I use quite frequently, does not. I hope they do, because it'd be great to just set an alarm and be done with it. But anyway, you heard that double click, and I could feel it under my finger. And that's what happens when you come across an app and you try to do this. I guess we're still calling it Force Touch, and the app doesn't support it. And though we're not going to demonstrate this for another minute or so, I'll tell you right now that if the app does have a contextual menu with it, you will be able to feel one click instead of two. So one click is, yay, we have something for you. Two clicks is, sorry, try again later when we have another update. So it's really important to kind of be spatially aware of what you're doing. You really need to kind of touch, leave your finger there, and then press and hold it in order to effectively use 3D Touch. And if you're somebody who flicks left and right around their screen, that's fine. You know, maybe just start to learn the spatial layout of one screen, for example. And kind of go from there, you know, and figure out which apps that you want to use for 3D Touch, and then determine whether it's worth your while to use it or not, or to learn that spatial layout. I myself kind of go back and forth. You know, if it benefits me, I'll learn the actual spatial layout of the screen. And if I can jump around with my Braille display and all these different things that are faster for me, I'm all about those and I don't bother. All that said, let's actually get into demonstrating some things here. And I'm going to tap my screen near where notes should be.
Navigation folder, 8 apps.
I'll go up a little.
Notes.
There we go. So now if I press and hold, and I had to put quite a bit of pressure on it unless I adjusted it, the sensitivity adjustment, which we'll get into how to set here in a little bit, is set to the default, which is medium. So if I press and hold on the Notes application.
New note.
You may have been able to hear that with the microphone. There was a click. You definitely feel it when you're touching the touch screen. And you press and hold. And now Notes is up and we have a menu here. Now I can flick to the right.
New note.
New note.
New photo. New sketch. New sketch.
And those are your options with notes. And to get back out of that, now we can do a two-finger scrub back and forth to go back, and we'll take us back to the home screen.
Weather folder, 6 apps, 55 new items.
And so that is how you could use that. Now, we're not limited to notes. There are many applications already. Some of them even mainstream third-party applications like Dropbox and Tweetings, for example, which allow you to do actions based on this press and hold. Let's do another one of the Apple apps. I'll check out the phone app.
Dock, phone, 2 new items.
And you might have heard the thump or the click, which means I am in a menu now. I'll flick to the right.
Create new contact. Create new contact.
And for whatever reason, that actually landed me at the last option in the menu. The only other options are a list of my favorite contacts, and you can double tap on them and bring up the menu accordingly. Let's try one more as an example. I'll go ahead and find Tweetings on my home screen. I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to get out of here again.
Phone, 2 new items. Page 1 of 6, adjustable, Tweetings.
There it is. I will press and hold.
Tweetings.
And now I can flick to the right.
Tweetings.
Or left. Sometimes you get put at the end of the menu. Sometimes you get put at the beginning of the menu. There doesn't really seem to be a rhyme or reason to that. But if you flick to the right and you get nothing, go back to the left.
New tweet. New direct message. New direct message.
And those are the only two options. Now if I flick right again to new tweet.
New tweet. New tweet.
I am now.
Text field is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Able to tweet just like if I had gone into Tweetings and gone to compose new tweet and so on and so forth. I'm going to get back out of here.
Messages. 1 unread message.
So now let's take a look at Pop and Peek. And to do this, I am actually going to use a demonstration for it. It sort of works in a bit of a similar fashion as to what we just discussed with the context menu on different applications, in the sense that you're going to press and hold, and the same concepts apply that you can't flick around. You really have to move around the screen, either slide around the screen with one finger or know what you're looking for and how to find it. So I'm going to go ahead and go into the mail application now.
Doc, mail, 28 unread emails.
I'll double tap. And again, this really doesn't impact, this 3D touch doesn't really impact other gestures. And at least for me, it hasn't really. I can leave it on and basically ignore them for the most part if I want to. But we'll go through how to turn them off here in a second as well. I'm going to go ahead and double tap.
Mail, search field.
Now, of course, I placed in my inbox, and I'm going to go near the top of the screen and start moving my finger to the right so that I can pop and peek with one of my messages.
unread. Apple Vis subscription. New comment on blog post. 3 hours with the iPhone 6S. A voiceover user's perspective. 12:17 a.m.
All right, that actions looks fine. Available. I'm curious to see who replied with what to my blog post that I posted a little while ago. So I'm still holding my finger on that message. And if I want to peek at it or read it without really opening it, I can press and hold. And I don't have to press quite as hard as I did for the context menus that we looked at previously, but I still have to do that. There it goes. And now I can start moving down with one finger.
Subject: Apple Vis subscription. New comment on blog post. 3 hours with the iPhone 6S. A voiceover user's perspective.
I'll keep moving down.
Message: This email is to notify you that Stu has posted a new reply to a post that you are following on Apple Vis.
Hey, Stu, I bet you didn't know you were going to be part of a podcast, did you? You may never even listen to this. Anyway, if I lift up my finger now.
Inbox, search field.
I am right back to where I started, and I'll tap that message again.
Unread. Apple Vis subscription. New comment on blog post. 3 hours with the iPhone 6S. A voiceover user's perspective. 12:17 a.m.
And it actions says available. That it's still unread because I technically have not opened it. Let's do this one more time. I'm going to show you something kind of interesting here. I'm going to press and hold again. Now we're back in the message. I'll
subject,
start moving
down. Apple Vis subscription. New comment on blog post message. Hello from the team at Apple Vis.
Okay, so now if I swipe to the right a little bit.
This preview. Actions available. Reply.
It's kind of weird. I moved to the right and I lifted my finger and now I'm stuck in this sort of reply area. But if I tap around on the screen a little bit.
Subject. Today at 12:17 a.m.
Now I can flick around and I can still read the preview. So for some reason you have to swipe right or left from where you originally activated it to get this to happen. So let's go into the message.
Today at 12:17 a.m.
We can't flick apparently here. So I'll have to tap over kind of on the right side of the screen.
Message. Hello from the team at Apple Vis.
There we go. And now I can do two fingers swipe down to do a read all.
Hello from the team at Apple Vis. This email is to notify you that Stu has posted a new reply to a post that you are following on Apple Vis. Comment title. Touchy-feely. Having had my 6S for just over 12 hours.
And you get the point. So now if I do the two-finger scrub to go back.
Inbox. Search field.
I am again returned to my inbox. So that's okay. It works. You know, it's not a perfect solution. In an ideal world, it would be great to be able to just have VoiceOver automatically read all that or have a say-all gesture that we can activate to get it to read the entire thing. And the reason I say that is because I know there are features that VoiceOver users cannot currently access. I don't know about the email app, but I do know in the messages app, you can peek and pop with that as well. But there are other things that you can do on the screen. And the way you do that is by swiping up. So let's say, for example, you're in an iMessage. And the preview doesn't give you the entire message, but you want to peek at it. You can do that like we just did with the mail application. And then if you're a sighted user, you can, while you're still holding that finger down, swipe up and you'll get a list of things that you can do. For example, reply with yes, reply with no. And I think there are a couple of other quick things that you can do in there as well. I obviously have not experienced this. This is just how an Apple employee was explaining it to me earlier. We were trying it out and could not figure out how that feature is supposed to work with VoiceOver. Hopefully they'll change that in an upcoming release. Let's do a little more with this message, and then we'll call it a day.
Unread. Apple Vis subscription. New comment on blog post. 3 hours with the iPhone 6S. A voiceover user's perspective. Unread. Image. Subject. Apple Vis subscription.
And I can't quite figure out why VoiceOver keeps making that noise like it's done loading. I don't know if there's like something flashing on the screen or what's going on. Anyway, I can do all the things I did before, or if I press a bit harder. You heard that noise, and it again clicked one time on the touch screen. And now...
Today at 12:17 a.m. Message. Hello from the team at AppleVis.
I have the full message. I can go down here to the bottom of the screen and see some of the other things I can do.
I indeed got frustrated. Move button. Mark message button.
So you see here, I am now actually in the message. I've popped into it. So that is how you use 3D Touch in terms of the Mail app with Peek and Pop. One other thing I'm going to show you before we wrap up is how to turn 3D Touch off if you just cannot deal with this thing. That's okay. We're not going to penalize you for that. I'm going to go ahead and go into Settings.
Messages. One unread message. Web Settings. 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 Search field. Search field is editing. Character mode. Settings. Insertion point at start.
Typing in accessibility.
Clear text. Cancel. But accessibility. General. Accessibility. General. Back button.
You can get to these settings for whatever way you want. You could even open them through Siri. I didn't feel like talking to Siri right now, so that's how I do it. And if we go, I don't know, I'm going to guesstimate it's about halfway down the screen here.
Bold text off.
It's further down than that.
Increase contrast button.
I'll keep flicking here.
Reduce mode on slash off interaction. Switch control off. Assistive touch off button.
I think it's one more.
Touch accommodations off button.
No.
3D touch on button.
There it is. I'll go ahead and double tap.
3D touch accessibility. 3D touch heading. 3D touch on.
And if you want to turn it off, double tap. And away it goes.
When 3D touch is on, you can press on the display using different degrees of pressure to reveal content previews, actions, and contextual menus.
We're not done yet, though.
3D touch sensitivity, heading, medium, adjustable.
So a medium setting is what it's currently on. That's the default. And that's something I've been able to really easily adjust to. But if you're somebody that's not able to press hard enough, for example, you could flick down one time.
Light.
To light, and then you would have a much easier time pressing and holding. Or if you're a little bit heavy-handed, I'll flick up twice.
Medium firm.
And you can firm that up. Now, I'll go back to medium.
Medium.
And if I'm not sure whether that's going to work for me, I can flick to the right one more time.
Adjust the amount of pressure needed to activate 3D touch. Light sensitivity reduces the amount of pressure required. Firm sensitivity increases it.
Thanks, Alex. That's what I just said.
3D touch sensitivity test. Heading. Sensitivity evaluation. Button. Press the image above to test 3D touch sensitivity for peak and pop. Sensitivity evaluation. Button.
So again, I can't really flick around this screen. I'm going to have to...
Sensitivity evaluation. Button.
Press and hold.
Flowers. Image.
And we got it.
3D touch. Accessibility. Back button.
So before you give it up altogether, I'd recommend coming in here, and if you're having troubles, go ahead and make a few adjustments and then see how that works for you. Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you have different experiences, or if you have figured out other ways of doing things, or if something that has been covered in this podcast is not accurate from what you're finding, please leave us a comment in the podcast comment section here. You can also comment on the blog or, you know, look in the forum, post wherever you find it most appropriate. It would be greatly appreciated. Again, one person can't know it all. And especially with new technology like this, the way we're going to learn it all is by kind of collaborating and figuring it out together. So... anyway, I hope you found this podcast helpful. If you want to contact me off the site, you can do so through Twitter. My username is Scott Davert. That's ScottDavert. Or you can drop me an email. My email address is scottdavert@gmail.com. scottdavert@gmail.com. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch you on another podcast. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.